Welcome to the Josh Meister's Lost podcast, the audio version of the Josh Meister's Lost blog, which you can find at thelostmeister.blogspot.com. This podcast may contain spoilers.
Friday, November 10th, 2006. The Others. Who's on whose side? Whose side is each of the others on? The executive producers have stated in the official Lost podcast that there is more than one faction of the Others. I put together an analysis of information from the show that may help sort out who's on whose side. My basic assumption is that Ben and Juliet are on opposite sides, primarily because Juliet told Jack via the cue cards on the videotape that some of us want to change, and asked Jack to kill Ben. The chart on the blog may be updated occasionally as new information is revealed in the show or from official sources. Following is a list of others for whom we know both their names and have seen them on the show, along with an analysis of their apparent loyalties. Adam, took Ben's side during the book club debate. Alex, seems to be on Ben's side. She demanded of Pickett, "I want to talk to Ben." She apparently opened the door to Jack's room, and Ben was there moments later. Perhaps Ben asked her to open the door so Jack would see Kate and Sawyer sleeping together on the security monitor. Also, before the surgery, Ben asked whether Alex had asked about him. Alex does not seem loyal to Pickett or his team. She ran in and surprise attacked them with her slingshot. Alex does seem loyal to Carl. She asked Kate if she had seen him, and she referred to him as her boyfriend. Alex seems to also be on the Flight 815 survivor's side. She helped Claire escape when the others tried to take her unborn baby. She spoke with Kate in private, hiding from the others who were making Kate work, and she warned Kate and Sawyer not to trust them, presumably Pickett and Juliet's faction. Apparently, she freed Jack from his cell as her voice came on the intercom and told him to try the door. Amelia seems to be on Juliet's side, seemed to be a good friend of Juliet when greeted at the door, and took Juliet's side during the book club debate. B, Ms. Clue, seems to be on Ben's side. Gave Michael the list with Jack's name on it, presumably on Ben's orders, because Ben needed Jack to perform surgery on him. Plus, according to Pickett, Jack, quote, wasn't even on Jacob's list, end quote, which also indicates that only Ben wanted Jack. Ben Linus. Not loyal to Juliet. Willing to let Jack kill her, and willing to let her die in the flood. Also, he seems loyal to Alex. Before he underwent surgery, he asked whether Alex had asked about him, and he knew when Jack had escaped from his room, and apparently Alex was the one who let him out, which might indicate that Ben and Alex were working together. Also, Ben seems to be friends with Tom. Tom followed his orders in bringing Kate to the beach breakfast, and he and Tom had a friendly conversation after Colleen's surgery. Colleen, deceased. Loyal to her husband, Pickett, who seems to be more on Juliet's side. On the other hand, Colleen may be on Ben's side in spite of her husband. As was pointed out on The Lost Lowdown, the brief scene in which she interrupted Ben and Juliet's conversation implied friction between Juliet and Colleen, so they may have been on opposite sides after all. Danny Pickett seems to not be on Ben's side. He wanted to kill Sawyer while Ben wanted Sawyer alive. He left during Ben's surgery to go kill Sawyer, indicating a lack of concern for Ben and a lack of respect for Ben's wishes. Also, Danny opposed Alex, while Ben apparently supports her. Danny seems to be on Juliet's side. He works with Juliet at keeping Kate and Sawyer busy breaking up and hauling rocks. And when Ben asked Juliet whether Alex had asked about him, Pickett stood by Juliet by not saying anything about Alex. Pickett may also have loyalties to Ben, perhaps only superficially, because he followed Tom's orders when Tom said that Jack was going to kill Ben. Also, obviously he's very loyal to his deceased wife, Colleen. Ethan Rom, deceased. Followed Ben's orders in infiltrating the fuselage survivors' camp. Also worked on Juliet's plumbing, and the scene seemed to hint that there might have been a relationship between them. Goodwin, deceased. Followed Ben's orders in infiltrating the tail section survivors' camp. Jason, maybe on Pickett's side. Left Ben's surgery right after it began to help Pickett with Sawyer's execution, even though they didn't have Ben's permission to kill Sawyer. Held Kate at gunpoint while Pickett was about to shoot Sawyer. Jason also may be on Ben's side. He assisted Matthew with Sawyer's injection, thus helping Ben to con Sawyer. He went with Ben and Sawyer to the lookout, and he was hesitant to leave Ben during the surgery, as indicated by his line to Pickett, "Ben's just gone into surgery," as the two were already leaving. Nevertheless, he chose to go with Pickett. Juliet, apparently not loyal to Ben, covertly asked Jack via her video to kill Ben during surgery. Didn't care whether Ben was in her book club. After Pickett's crew captured Alex, Juliet took her home, but when Ben asked Juliet whether Alex had asked about him, Juliet lied and said no. Carl, apparently may have been loyal to Alex. Probably not friendly with Tom, since Tom treated him roughly after the escape attempt. Matthew, maybe on Ben's side, because he injected Sawyer per Ben's plan, and he went with Ben and Sawyer to the lookout. He also may be on Pickett's side, because he was first seen walking with Colleen. Tom, aka Mr. Friendly, seems to be on Ben's side. He seemed genuinely concerned about Ben during the surgery, especially when Jack cut Ben's kidney sac. Tom took Jack's orders when Jack threatened to let Ben die, and Tom hung out and chatted with Ben after Colleen's surgery before that. This article was discussed in the Lost Lowdown podcast, episode 18. You can find a link to that on the blog. If you have any further light to shed on the others' apparent factions, you're welcome to post your comments on the blog. During the hiatus, I've come up with several new t-shirt designs, including the following. A couple of shirts with Star Wars-like lettering that say, "Christian Shepherd is my father," and "The real Sawyer is my father." The first one has reference to the fact that Christian has a daughter who lived in Australia who might possibly be Claire, which would be interesting because that would make Jack and Claire half-brother and sister. "The real Sawyer is my father" has reference to the fact that the original Sawyer, for whom James Sawyer Ford got his nickname, was a confidence man. Some have theorized that the real Sawyer may be Locke's dad, Anthony Cooper, who obviously is very good at pulling long cons. Other shirt designs that I've come up with recently include some Valentine's Day designs, including "I love Hurley," "Kate is my Valentine," and "Sawyer is my Valentine," and "Jack is my Valentine." If you have any other shirt suggestions, you're welcome to email me at thelostmeister@gmail.com. I recently had a guest appearance on Big O's live podcast, and you can find a link to that on the blog as well. I'll also put that in the feed just before this episode. I'm now on MySpace. If you are a MySpace user, check out my MySpace at myspace.com/theoriginaljoshmeister. You can find a link to that on the blog. And now for the part you've all been waiting for. Tuesday, February 6th, 2007. Hiatus spoilers galore, and more. Tons of great Lost spoilers have surfaced during the mid-season hiatus, but first, let's recap the mid-season finale, I Do, and get into some news. In the mid-season finale, I Do, Juliet tells Jack that she took Ben's blood tests and made all the notations. Is it remotely possible that Ben's tumor might be benign, and Juliet is just using her medical knowledge to trick Jack into putting his life in danger? Later, there's a scene in which Alex breaches the compound, where Kate and Sawyer are working, and begins to attack the guards with her slingshot. Alex demands of Pickett, "What did you do to him, Danny? Where is he? I want to talk to Ben." Presumably, the him to whom Alex refers is Carl, based on her next comment to Kate. This dialogue is also interesting, because it seems to indicate that Alex trusts Ben. As Alex is dragged away, she yells to Kate, "Whatever they say, don't believe them. They're going to kill your boyfriend just like they killed mine." Apparently, Alex thinks that Carl has been killed, although this has not yet been confirmed on the show. When Kate talks with Jack through the glass wall, Kate tells him that, "They're making us work. I don't know what it is, but it's big." We've only seen Kate and Sawyer breaking and hauling rocks, but for some reason, Kate seems to think that there's some greater purpose for their labor. When Jack asks Kate, "Did they hurt you?" she begins to sob, which might indicate that she was hurt after the beach breakfast with Ben before being taken to the cages, or she might simply have been crying because of her fear that they might kill Sawyer. Before Ben's surgery, he asked Juliet, "Did Alex ask about me?" Juliet replied, "No, we took her home last night. I don't know where she is now." First, it seems from Ben's question that he cares about Alex and was concerned about her. Second, Juliet's response, assuming that it is trustworthy, leaves us to wonder about the timeline of events. If Alex had already been taken home, presumably to the main island, the night before, then did this take place before or after Alex opened the door to Jack's cell? While watching the episode, I assumed that Alex had already been taken home and had made her way back to the Alcatraz island before she released Jack. This certainly seems feasible if Alex has some way of her own to travel between the islands, and I believe she does, possibly the subterranean conduit mentioned on the Blastor map, or possibly a boat. I have a strong hunch that Alex will come to Kate and Sawyer's rescue as they try to escape the island. Refer to the theory cast, which you can also find on the blog or in the podcast feed, for more discussion on this topic, as well as the spoilers later in this podcast. The producers of Lost have recently been in talks with ABC to officially decide how many seasons Lost will run. This will give them a target from which to figure out how to pace the story. The executive producers have previously said they're hopeful that Lost will last around 100 episodes, or 4 to 5 seasons. The Lost mobisodes that were supposed to have run during the hiatus haven't happened. A source claims that the mobisodes are on hold indefinitely due to difficulties in negotiations with actors. In lieu of the mobisodes, there have been 13 Lost moments on ABC's website, one for each week of the hiatus. Each one shows a scene from an upcoming episode in Season 3. Some of the most interesting moments include the following. Please note, the remainder of this podcast contains several spoilers. Charlie calls Desmond a coward, and they get in a fight. On another, as Charlie and Hurley are about to ransack Sawyer's stash, Desmond appears and tells them to come with him. On another Lost moment, Claire is lying face down in the ocean, and Desmond swims out to her. Meanwhile, Charlie sees Sun holding Aaron and asks where Claire is, and begins to run toward the water. The next thing we see is Desmond bringing Claire back to the shore. Jack is seen in a shot in an outdoor cage, so obviously this is sometime after Ben's surgery and Kate and Sawyer's attempted escape. And he awakens to find several people watching him, including flight attendant Cindy, who disappeared shortly before Anna Lucia shot Shannon. Jack asks, "How did you end up with them?" To which she replies with a smile, "It's not as simple as that, Jack." This may be a hint that Cindy has been working with the others all along, which would confirm a suspicion I've had since her mysterious disappearance. The manner in which Cindy speaks to Jack is very similar to the way Juliet has spoken to him. She clearly enunciates each word and calls him by name frequently. She tells him, "We're here to watch, Jack." Interestingly, Cindy may not be the only survivor of the Flight 815 crash who is working with the others. On the Generally Speaking Lost podcast, it has previously been mentioned that an unnamed male character, whom fans are calling Mr. Squinty, and an unnamed female character I'll call Ms. Dreadlocks, have been working with the others, as shown in some episode screenshots, courtesy of the Generally Speaking podcast network, which you can find on the blog. In another Lost moment that's very clearly from Episode 7, which will air this week, Kate talks to Jack on the walkie-talkie she took from Danny, and tells him that she and Sawyer need a boat to get off the Alcatraz Island. Suddenly, a bullet hits her walkie-talkie and it breaks in pieces. Kate and Sawyer run for cover as Danny and a gang of others pursue them. As Kate ducks behind a tree, another pops up and aims a gun at her. He is instantly taken out and falls to the side, but no gunshot is heard. Was he taken out with a slingshot? This would support my theory that Alex will save Kate and Sawyer. In another clip that's probably from this week's episode, Tom asks Jack whether Juliet really asked him to kill Ben. He threatens Jack, saying that he will die if he lets Ben die, and Jack responds that he's willing to take his chances. A scene from a Jack flashback seems to take place in Thailand, or so I assume because that's where Jack got his tattoo, and the executive producers have revealed that we'll learn the tattoo story this season. My theory is that Jack went to Thailand after his marriage failed, and he sought worldly pleasures in an attempt to dull the pain of losing his beloved Sarah. Hurley slaps Charlie and exhorts him to go with him on a mission in which, quote, "there's a very good chance that you will die," end quote. Vincent runs out of the jungle toward Charlie and Hurley with a skeletal arm in his mouth. In the mummified hand is a key and a rabbit's foot, Apparently, the rabbit's foot didn't bring much luck to its owner. Vincent runs back into the jungle and Hurley follows, instructing Charlie to tell someone if he's not back in 3 hours. Sawyer and Jin are sitting in a Volkswagen van in the middle of the jungle. Sawyer is teaching Jin some English phrases, and they appear to be drinking Dharma brand beers. A mummified skeleton is sitting on the ground, propped up against the van. This clip begs the question, how in the world did this vehicle get on the island? Sawyer and Kate are on a small boat, in another lost moment, making their escape from the island. Kate tells Sawyer to go back because they can't leave Jack. In the final lost moment, an older white woman, presumably an other, reads Jack's tattoo aloud in Chinese and tells him that its meaning is ironic. In a hiatus episode of the official Lost podcast, the executive producers revealed that the writing that John Locke found on Mr. Echo's Jesus stick, "Lift up your eyes and look north," will propel Locke on a mission. They also revealed that we're going to find out what happened to Desmond the second or third episode back. ABC's official synopsis of this week's Juliet-centric episode, Not in Portland, is as follows. Jack is in command, as the fate of Ben's life literally rests in his hands. Meanwhile, Kate and Sawyer find an ally in one of the others, and Juliet makes a shocking decision that could endanger her standing with her people. Some of the characters that will appear in this episode include Mr. Friendly or Tom, Ethan, Alex, Daniel Russo's daughter, Carl, Alex's boyfriend, Danny Pickett, and a morgue employee. According to actress Elizabeth Mitchell, who plays Juliet, we'll find out why Juliet chose to join the others. Spoilers from Ryan Ozawa include that some of Juliet's flashbacks will take place at Miami Central University's Medical Research Laboratory, and Ethan will appear there as well. Prepare to be shocked. Two major twists are coming up during the second half of Season 3. In a TV Guide interview, Damon Lindelof revealed the following. There are two bombs being dropped, one of which is a character bomb, and that will happen within the first 3 episodes after the break, and the other is a more significant story bomb, a game changer as it were, and that will happen shortly after. Those Lost fans who dislike Paolo's character, who along with Nikki was thrown into this season with a rather weak introduction, may be interested to hear that Rodrigo Santoro reportedly said in an interview that he would no longer be on the show this past the season. Other spoilerish rumors indicate that Paolo will have a significant role to play in the show's plot before he's gone, however. In a recent podcast interview with Michael Emerson, who plays Benjamin Linus, Emerson gave several opinions on possible spoilers that are rather interesting. He seems to believe that the others really might have super strength, as some fans have speculated. He thinks that Charlie might be the next to die, possibly because of something he knows about an upcoming episode. If Ben dies on the operating table, quote, it is going to create a sort of absence of power at the center of other culture, a vacuum of power that others may step into, which characters you haven't met yet, frightening characters, end quote. My own speculation about this is that perhaps the Chinese-speaking woman may be Ben's replacement. When asked whether the others work directly for the Hanso Foundation or Dharma, Emerson said, no, not the others that we know. He revealed that Ben has truly lived on the island his whole life. He also believes that the others will once again be able to communicate with the outside world, and he confirmed that there is indeed more than one group of others, and said that it is not an offshoot of Ben's group. Lost is scheduled to return this Wednesday at its new time, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. A brand new episode is expected every week all the way through the Season 3 finale. Also, check in this weekend for a special podcast with Christian Piat, the author of Lost, A Search for Meaning. It will be a roundtable discussion about religious references in Lost, featuring Piat, Big O from Cranky Fanatic, and Cliff Ravenscraft from Generally Speaking. If you buy Christian's book through a link on the blog, you can currently save 20% off the cover price.
You might as well face it, you're a Lost fanatic. Show off your fanaticism with one of several cool Lost designs on shirts, hats, stickers, and other items. Click on the Lost Fanatic shirt on the blog. Thanks for listening. please check out the Josh Meister's Lost blog for links related to this podcast. The address again is The Lost Meister, that's thelostmeister.blogspot.com. Thank you, and namaste.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lost Podcasting Network. Get all your favorite Lost podcasts in one feed at lostcasts.blogspot.com.